From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's an early morning that's rather unsettled, to say the least, in a neighborhood of Rochester, Michigan.
We received a call for a possible building fire here on Main Street. It quickly changed from a structure fire to an explosion.
Rochester Fire Chief John Cieslik, a propane tank exploded, he says. Several people hurt, including children. Hundreds of thousands of people still without electricity in the Houston area after Thursday's violent storms brought trees and power lines down and damaged homes and businesses. The wind nearly blew his wife's car off the road, says this man in Cyprus.
I don't think we're even hurricane season yet. And if it's like this now, what's going to happen? It seemed like each year progressively get worse.
The electricity situation is such that Houston officials haven't yet said whether schools will be back open tomorrow. And power's out as temperatures are rising. It's already heading into the upper 70s in Houston. Large crowds in southern Gaza swooping in on aid trucks loaded with food, water, and medical supplies. Some trucks are crossing into Gaza via a new pier built by the U.S. military. Israeli tanks fired warning shots to clear roads for the aid convoys. President Biden's National Security Advisor meeting today with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince to try to get a security deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia back on track. Efforts were interrupted by the Gaza war. A deal would see Saudi Arabia diplomatically recognize Israel for the first time. In a few hours, the seventh flight of Blue Origin is supposed to happen, blasting off from West Texas. That's the billionaire Jeff Bezos' space company, taking six tourists in space. One of the astronauts is former Air Force Captain Ed Dwight, who is 90. He was selected by President Kennedy in 1961 as the nation's first black astronaut candidate, but never made it into space until today. You're listening to ABC News. Rallies on both sides of the abortion issue in Raleigh, North Carolina. The state has set the time limit for an abortion at 12 weeks.
Roughly 90% of abortions still occur before that time. By the 12 weeks, you have a fully formed body.
There's stories of people having to flee other states to North Carolina to receive life-saving care. And if we have the bans go any further here in North Carolina, then those people out of state are going to have to go even further.
A county judge could rule as early as tomorrow in Ohio's law banning virtually all abortions. The decision will consider a fact that voters decided at the polls to enshrine reproductive rights in the state constitution. Reports of police violence in the Republic of Georgia after protests against a restrictive new media law passed last week. The law requires media, non-governmental organizations, and nonprofit groups to register as agents of foreign powers if they get funding from foreign sources. University of Georgia professor Gia DePardis says he was beaten near his home in the capital, Tbilisi, by masked people with a baseball bat.
We have organized gangs attacking citizens of Georgia, and there is no reaction on behalf of police.
Over 180 people have been reported detained since protests began in April in Georgia. State police investigating cases of inmates at the prison in Marion, Virginia, complaining about how cold it is. So cold, toilet water freezes. Some prisoners have been treated for hypothermia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.